Well, I'm excited. I think we all are excited about, you know, getting the opportunity to play in BOA, man. It's, you know, felt like a long time, but at the same time, we're coming with a little momentum, and that's what you want. And, you know, we know that our hands are going to be full this week. We're playing against a team that's also coming off a big win. But I think if we get a lot of help from our fans, and if we execute and play up to our capabilities, you know, we will – you know, we'll play okay.
Cam, 2 weeks ago, you guys, you know, weren't able to put touchdowns, then you guys go, you know, and put five up. What's the difference?
It's not anything big. You know, it comes down to the small things, the execution, the attention to details, and you know, just being accountable of everyone's everyone being accountable of their craft. You know, like I say, it's not anything big to say, well, we call these particular plays, or, you know, this person made this happen or whatnot. You know, it's just everyone taking ownership in this offense and getting the job done. No, sir.
Your careers, I mean, both of you kind of came in one fix. The teams have struggled through your first few years, and stat-wise, there's a lot of similarities. I'm just wondering, as a quarterback, how do you don't accept that, but how do you move forward from that? And do you feel like both of you may be on the brink of turning around?
First off, I don't want to be compared to no other quarterback. No disrespect to Sam Bradford. You know, but I just feel as if I'm my own player. And we all have challenges in itself. You know, as a quarterback in this NFL, you know, nothing's perfect. No matter if you're playing lots out like, you know, Peyton Manning or what have you, you still have issues that has to be taken care of, and something that motivates you on a consistent basis to get you to go. So obviously, with this game ahead, you know, I have something to prove, and most importantly, not to be selfish. You know, it's going to take a team effort to get this win. No matter what the similarities are in the quarterbacks or what the records are, our job on Sunday is to be 3-3, and we have to find a way, if any other way, to be that by the end of Sunday.
What has been made will continue to be made of you potentially re-signing here. One of the things with Bradford, when he was a rookie, obviously there's just 1 year difference, but he received a 6-year, $78 million deal before the new CBA. That's a difference of about $50 million from what your contract is. Does that ever bother you? Is there anything that, hey, I was just a year late?
No, absolutely not. I you know, if I'm worried about things like that up until this point right now, I feel as if that would be a distraction, and I want to decrease any type of distractions up until this point. Like I say, my main focus, and everyone on this team's main focus, should be trying to find a way to be 3-3 at the end of Sunday. No matter the similarities, no matter the contracts, you know, being a year later, what have you. You know, my main focus is how can Cam Newton be prepared mentally and physically, so I can hold myself accountable before I can lead this team.
There's a lot of momentum from the win in itself, but then Thomas Davis being named Defensive Player of NFC. Does that kind of help the momentum, and how will that translate on the field?
Oh, absolutely. It helps us a lot. One, you know, one thing that I know I can pinpoint right now is just confidence. You know, with Thomas Davis just going through everything that he's been through, man, you know, it's just a credit to who he really is as a person, as a player. And it really speaks volumes. You know, a guy that works his tail off day in and day out, leads as best as I've ever seen. You know, for him to be Defensive Player of the Week, you know, it's great. But at the same time, it just goes to show you what he is capable of. And you know, I said it once, we can't celebrate just off of a mid-season accolade. You know, we want you know, to continuously to keep progressing each and every day, each and every opportunity that we have, so that we can continue to keep getting these type of performances out of him, myself, you know, everyone. Like I say, it all comes down to accountability, and he's obviously putting himself up there with, you know, some good performances.
Peyton and Adrian Peterson were coming off some injuries last year, and they were talked about as comeback player of the year, and TD was kind of under the radar because those are two big names. But, I mean, kind of wish he had gotten that recognition for that award. Given,
well, I always, you know, pull for my guys. You know, not taking anything away from, you know, Peyton, which is an unbelievable player, well, is a Hall of Fame player. You know, Adrian Peterson, you know, need I say more all day. But, you know, with Thomas, man, he's just a guy that's had every reason to quit. And, you know, what does he do? He continuously to you know, excel with the naysayers, you know, saying, you know, come on now, another game from, you know, a person that has three ACL injuries. And, you know, it's devastating at the time going through it and seeing a person of his magnitude, you know, how he still leads, finds a way to lead. And, you know, now that he's back on full go as a team, on the team, you know, we're all seeing what he's doing and making a big impact.
You guys are finally home for the first time in 4 weeks. I know it's got to feel great to be home, but how important are these home games coming up for you guys to reach that goal?
It's very important, very important. And like I said earlier, you know, we have opportunity to come and play in front of BOA. Our fans is kind of our, you know, a hidden attribute. It's kind of our edge. We know that, and we got to constantly, you know, have that added dimension. You know, getting our fans involved early and often, and you know, putting up a greater performance. And I feel as if everyone plays up to their capabilities, if we execute as an offense, give our guys chances on special teams and just continuously to play like we have on defense, we'll be okay.
Ron said that the touchdown pass to LaFell came on a third read. Looked like throughout that game you were taking checkdowns and secondary reads and routes. Is that, do you feel like that was one of your best performances in that specific regard?
I'm just, you know, trying to constantly, continuously to get better each and every day. You know, with preparation, coach always speaks about, you know, three things that we can control: attitude, effort, and preparation. And leading up into that game, I think Coach Dorsey as well as Coach Shula, you know, put me in some situations mentally, asked me questions throughout the week to prepare me for a type of game like that. And it's starting today. But you know, it's just, I was just taking what the defense was giving me, nothing more, nothing less. And you know, gave my guys the opportunity to make plays. The key will be, you know, just being consistent as a whole overall challenge to everyone. You know I sound like a broken record when I constantly, you know, say the same things, with everyone being accountable. But when you look at the film the next day, you know, it's nothing that far off to say, well, if this person would have got a chip on this particular person, if I would have put the ball a little bit in front, you know, if this person would have did this or that person would have did that, you know, we're just that off. And, you know, in the games that we played this year, we can rightfully so, you know, be better in the record, you know, and everyone knows that. And so, which goes to tell us that if we try just a little bit harder, if we focus just a little bit more, you know, we'll be all right. And I think that's what this game is going to come down to.
You talked about being more consistent, and we definitely saw that on Sunday. Watching film with all you guys, and you see how consistency pays off, can that carry over?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's no tricks, it's no magical word, it's no magical play that's going to, you know, put us over the hump each and every game. It's just everyone just saying, hey, this is my job. Ready, break. You know, saying, I have this person. I'm not going to let this person make this play. Okay, ready, break. In this particular play, I have to run X amount of yards and turn in or turn out or make the catch or boom. I have to, you know, drop back, hold the safety to the left, knowing the good and well that I'm going to throw the ball to the right. And if the guy is deep to the right, let me check the ball down. You know, simple as that. Or if I'm running the football, let me protect the football. Let me get as many yards as I can and, you know, just continuously to keep chumping away and getting yards. If we get enough first downs in the game, you know, that's also going to lead to touchdowns.
Specifically, though, Cam, when you've talked about your own play and consistency, what are a couple of things that you've really tried to hone in on to be more consistent?
It comes down to my drops. I feel as if, you know, in games, I feel as if I can get lax in you know, my drops and how I can it can differ from 3 yards to 5 yards. Accuracy. You know, going through reads and having a reason of going through reads, and also reasons to throw to particular players. But you know, for me, I think I'm staying on top of that with coaching and listening to coaching and coming each and every day and trying to get better at that.
You mentioned the last couple of years, that hasn't exactly been a huge strength. Why do you think it is that there have been some struggles here in this stadium, and what can you do to kind of...
Well, I feel as if, you know, anytime we play in our home stadium, it's always a strength for us. Like I said, that's our edge. And any team in the NFL that doesn't feel that way, you know, you're obviously in trouble. I feel like we have, you know, some of the best fans in the nation. And, you know, when you hear a third down and you hear that crowd, you know, screaming with joy and screaming defense, and, you know, you hear a quarterback panicking trying to get audibles out, you know, that's an edge for us. You know, when we get on a roll, first down after first down after first down, and that momentum from the crowd gives us that energy or that, you know, that swagger to continuously to keep going, you know, that's an edge for us. And, you know, anytime you're backed up as an offense and they have, what, 80 yards or 90 yards to go, you know, that's the edge for us. So we feel excited about always playing in Bank of America Stadium. And, you know, we look to always put on great performances for our fans.
Obviously, it's an emotional lift. But in terms of from a win-loss perspective, the last couple of years, it hasn't exactly played out that way. How do you guys kind of turn that around?
Well, it's a day-to-day process, sir. I mean, you know, it's not something that's going to be turned over by night, but at the same time, we have to do our part. You know, what's in the past is done and over and done with, and for me to keep dwelling on it, you know, it would be silly of me. But for us, it comes down to, you know, becoming 3-3 by the end of Sunday. And if we do that, everything else will take care of itself.
Bell earlier, that the two games that you guys have won, you said pretty big statistical games. Any correlation there, Cam?
I wouldn't say it's correlation. I just think, you know, it could be LaFell one game. It could be Smitty another game. It could be, you know, Ted, myself. You know, I think something that went unnoticed in this game was the unbelievable play by, you know, D'Angelo. Even though he didn't have 100 yards passing, I mean rushing, but his execution or his you know, performance in the pass game was excellent. Catching the passes, they weren't accurate at all in my book. But at the same time, he made catches to put us in the second and fours, to put us in the second and sixes, and that can obviously go unnoticed as a fan watching the game, because second and six sounds way better than second and ten. And if he continues to play like that, then, you know, we'll be all right. As well as, you know, the players of Mike Tolbert, you know, his first touch in that touchdown with the shovel pass, he got touched with, you know, with only gaining 2 yards, and then he just carried his momentum into the end zone. And, you know, if we continue to get guys to keep picking up their level of play, you know, games are going to be like that, and, you know, we just have to get big wins like that.
I noticed that's one of the things Brandon LaFell does very well is block downfield.
Absolutely.
Just how good is his blocking? Why is he so good at it, and how do you?
Well, where does he get it from? You know, you look in that room, and, I mean, that was as physical as a game that I've seen, and I think all year, with guys blocking and hits on the field. You know, you look where you ask yourself, where does he get it from? And over the years, you can credit that to Steve. You know, Steve is always, you know, finding someone to block, always trying to find the edge in his game, not just being a passing threat, but as a blocking threat as well. And who sprung Brandon LaFell on the long pass? Ted did. You know, who sprung, you know, D'Angelo on the little check down, you know, to for us to go up by 35? It was Steve. And those are big blocks that may go unnoticed, but, you know, they're springing guys for the extra 5, the extra 10, the extra, you know, 30 yards for the touchdown. And those are little things that make a big difference.
More impressive blocks, Smitty's or Ginn's in this past game?
Oh, my goodness. I think you have to go with you have to ask the defenders right there, because those are some big blocks. But, you know, once again, we played a great team on the road, hostile environment, and the little things like that will constantly get us over the edge. And, you know, we can't overlook that. Like I said, they make a big difference, and those were one of the reasons why we got a big win this week.
On a different note, Auburn's got a pretty big game this week. When you watch Johnny Manziel and what he's doing and how he led a team, controlled a team, does it ever flashbacks to what you did at Auburn, and just do you remember that feeling, and, you know, to have complete control of a game back then, and just looking back on that?
I mean, you see it, and you know, Johnny is a great football player, and, you know, he's playing at a level that, you know, most people don't even really see. as well as, you know, the Clemson Taj Boyd. You know, it's a lot of players across the nation that's playing great football at the quarterback position, the Oregon quarterback. You know, so, you know, I'm a fan of football in the NFL level. You know, who's playing better football in anywhere than besides Peyton Manning right now? But when you look across the board, you know, with me being a fan of this game, you know, it's all about confidence. And when you get a person playing with confidence, who knows what they're capable of? And, you know, that just goes to show you when I was at Auburn, play with confidence. You know, we're beginning to play with confidence now, and look what you see. So, you know, it's a small word, or it's a word that, you know, has a lot of meaning and value when a person applies to their own self.
Right now you're on pace for career lows in rushing yards. Is that something that you guys are kind of planning out looking, or is it something that you want to be able to do more and get those numbers?
How can I put this? I could care less as far as career lows. You know, my sole focus right now is trying to become 3-3 by the end of Sunday.
Well, it's such a vital weapon for you, and that's what a lot of teams plan for. Mm-hmm. So are you trying to limit it away from your plan towards these
I'm
teams?
Trying to take what the defense gives me, man. You know, if it's a zone read, if it's a handoff of me carrying out my fake, if it's a pass, you know, what have you. You know, I don't play this game for individual, you know, superlatives or accolades. You know, my job is to lead this team to victory and, like I say, to become 3-3 by the end of Sunday.
How much do you feel the confidence of this team building over the course of the last couple of weeks?
It shows, and it all starts on Wednesday. You know, we had a great practice today. You know, Coach, you know, talked to us intensely, you know, with this meeting starting this morning. And, you know, you hear it in his voice. And when you got a coach that passionate about, you know, focusing on, you know, that this game is won not only on Sundays, but, you know, the Wednesday preparation, the Thursday preparation, and it makes everybody open up and realize, like, you know, I don't have time to sleep in meetings. You know, I can't just drowse out and, you know, come out to practice with the wrong attitude, because I'm gonna let somebody down. And in this game, it's 11 people doing their job, and if one person slips up, then it would obviously show come game time. Absolutely. War Eagle.
You voted for
War Eagle. I'm deaf.
Thank you.